Damn, Fred, you fucking stink. That make me think I stepped
in. Yeah, that dog
some...
stinks.
Get them dogs out of here.
I need some dogs.
They've been rolling in some pig shit or something.
Dogs.
Yeah. You want one?
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Tell them what we're gonna tell them, and then we'll tell them what we're telling them, and then we'll.
Welcome to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm Matt.
I'm Jeff.
Thank you for joining us again this week. We hope you like what we're doing. A little news recap of the county. We're gonna talk about some state stuff, maybe some nationwide. This week, we have in the local news, we have Deputy Goldsmith coming back up. And everybody's
Sheriff Lee Bones' nemesis at this point.
Man, we got the pedo arrest in Camden.
Another pedophile goes down. A year late, but a
15-year-old kid murdered his adopted parents. Well, yeah. Murdered one, attempted to murder the other. We'll talk about that a little bit.
And we got dogs that have rolled in some kind of nastiness up in here.
We're coming to you from the undisclosed location deep in the heart of Kershaw County, where who knows what you'll find out in the woods.
We're farm animals.
On the national news, we're going to talk about the China balloon. And the $22 million plane they sent to shoot it down.
And what, a million dollar rocket they sent over there?
What was it, $220 million probably. I think $220 million.
Yeah, that was an F-22 or something. And got everybody to watch, too.
Everybody looked up.
Everybody was tuned in.
I looked up, too. I did like this. let's see, what else in the national news? Oh, yeah, the Satan-worshipping rituals at the
Grammys. How many of y'all watched the Grammy Awards? Raise your hands. I don't see that many hands out there.
No, there ain't probably too many people who are watching this show right now watch the Grammys.
So we had some Satan worshiping going on.
Yeah, right?
That's become a regular thing, y'all. What's up with this Satan worshiping?
It's almost like it's escalating, isn't it?
Yeah, it seemed like more the world's freaking. Gone crazy.
All right. So let's talk about, first of all, thank you for watching. Like I said, make sure you like, share, subscribe, do all that jive. What did they say? Hit the bell.
Hit the like button, subscribe, and comment because the algorithm loves it. Yeah. And okay. I don't know, Google, NSA kind of pushes you out or something.
I want to say, come up here to Cassett. Don't be looking for the undisclosed location. You ain't going to find it. But go to the Highway 1 Cafe. Patronize the Highway 1 Cafe for breakfast and lunch, Monday through Friday. Even when I leave the house now about 5:30 in the morning, the lights are on. They got biscuits ready. I don't know if they have pre-made sandwiches yet. I'm going to stop in tomorrow, actually, and pick something up. But go to the Highway 1 Cafe. Spend your money. And then get the hell out of Cassett. Go back to Camden, or wherever you come from. What else we got to thank? Anybody local you want to thank?
Our public servants for serving and protecting. Except, or whatever that fairy tale is.
Well, firefighters and EMS. We want to thank them.
Yeah. Firefighters and EMS, thank you so very much. And dear overlords, quit screwing with me. Touching base on
get out of here, Fred.
State news.
Okay.
But it kind of affects everybody around here. USC and the William Bryce Stadium, big thing.
How much were they going to spend on this new stadium upgrade?
I don't remember how much it was exactly. It was some ungodly amount.
Billions. They said it was a B word.
Yeah,
it seemed like. But it's 80 acres or 800 acres?
800 acres and all. Yeah. And apparently they're going to make the stadium some of that kind of Satan worshiping beer and football. Well,
it's
the chicken fans. You chicken fans are a sight in the world. They were all over this. Oh my God, this is the most wonderful thing since sliced bread.
Well, look,
you know?
I love my Redbirds. I do enjoy the Garnet Birds every once in a while. I like to watch the baseball and the football, foosball sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I like my bread and circus too, just as much as the next man. But that's exactly what this is, bread and circus. I've been to the engineering building on the campus of USC. That building is shit for an engineering program, right? You have the Darla Moore School. That's really nice. That's the best business school in the country. I don't know what is wrong with Williams-Brice Stadium right now. I don't even know if I've ever seen it at full capacity. Do they need a bigger stadium? Or is it falling apart?
This is all about show. This is all about show and spending mega bucks. Man. See, they don't have to worry about funding because how many college loans were given out?
Exactly.
How many? How much taxpayer money is dumped in?
That was going to be my point.
How much is DOD involved in research and development in there?
Well, the Corps of Engineers definitely is.
MUSC comes to damn mind. Mm-hmm. How many clinical trials have they screwed up over the last 20 years?
Well, Jeff, here's the deal. With, let's say, $1 billion, how many kids could you put through school to get them a bachelor's degree there?
Well, it depends on if they went to college at USC.
I'm talking USC.
You're talking about reasonable price?
Yeah.
Oh, reasonable price education? Probably, I don't know, $2
billion? No, thousands of thousands. So,
education is free. Education
is free. Because the government backs these loans. And these kids can go get a loan at a very low interest rate, and they can rack up hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt before they even graduate school with a useless degree that's not going to get them anywhere. They're going to get a job paying $40,000 a
year. That drives the cost of education up.
The cost of education, and you have people missing out, right? Then you got the whole affirmative action, Title IX, all this other shit.
Well, university's got a whole little department.
Yeah, chief diversity officer.
Diversity and equity and sharing and caring and these and theys and thems and all this horseshit.
If you don't know what equity is, go start doing research into that one little word. It seems harmless, equity, right? And you know, that word came up a lot in the Little Red Book.
Yeah.
They used a different word, but today they call it equity.
Yeah, they use a different color red.
Right.
It's kind of reddish orange. Yeah, you know, it's mixed.
The McDonald's colors.
Yeah, yeah, and it's got a black symbol on it, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
It's either that one or the sickle and hammer.
We can't show you that because YouTube would think we're right-wing extremists and supporters of Ukraine, if you know what I mean.
There you go. Or Ukrainians themselves. Or Ukraine. All right. So that's the state news. Local news, let's talk about Jonathan Goldsmith, former deputy of the year, hand-picked, hand-selected by Sheriff Lee Bone, trained, taught how to be a cop by Camden Police Department, Chief Floyd over there, who just retired recently, right?
after what, 40 years? 50 years in law enforcement.
Probably about 25 of those years were spent on the fishing lake out there in his boat fishing.
Yeah.
When he was supposed to be on duty. But anyway, he's gone, so we ain't going to kick a man when he's gone.
There's some kind of thing about overtime or something. What the hell was it?
I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody was taking tests for somebody else.
Oh, that too. Oh, great day.
All right. Let's just get this right. All right, I'm a small business owner. Right? I've been to college. I got my management degree. I've been business degree, all this bullshit, right? If you're supposed to be on the clock at work, and you're supposed to be working while you're on the clock, but you're not there, you're out fishing, what is that called?
Well,
that's called stealing time. And when you're stealing time, when you're a police officer, you're stealing from the citizens you're swore to protect. So all these people want to just look at this shit with through a rosy lens. You're fucking lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you see the corruption in all of society, and yet we look at it like the popo can't be. It's only a few bad apples. How many times have we heard, don't convict us, it's just a few bad apples? Well, a few bad apples and a few bad apples and a few bad apples, all of a sudden you say, what is this tree? Mm-hmm. This tree must produce poison.
Psychopaths is what it drew.
Rotten apples.
Psychopath, Jeff. All right, so Deputy Goldsmith was arrested again, charged with third-degree assault off of an incident that happened down at the Criminal Justice Center, or what do they call it, the Detention Center. Kershaw County Detention Center.
The hotel.
He punched a woman in the stomach twice after what Lee Bones says was a soccer-style kick to the groin. I've watched the video over and over and over again, and she does look like she's kicking her leg out. I don't see it get anywhere near the guy's groin. He's got her arm all twisted up back behind her back. What a lot of people don't know is that was a Camden PD arrest. Goldsmith worked for the sheriff's office.
At the time.
Why was Goldsmith at the jail? I'll tell you why, because I have the report sitting right over there in my box of bullshit.
Oh, the bullshit box.
Yeah.
Matthew's got a nice little bullshit box. He keeps all this wonderful little information just stacked up in there. I don't know. Maybe we'll use it one day.
Yeah, maybe. So the report states that an officer from CPD had made a DUI arrest. Okay. This officer was taking this prisoner to the jail, called on the phone, on a cell phone. She's combative. I need some help. But this phone call went to Deputy Goldsmith. This goes back to what we talked, a year and a half ago about Goldsmith being used as the attack dog, as the hammer.
Yeah.
As he's the one to go, he's the enforcer. He's the one you call when you need to lay the hammer down.
Yeah.
All right. So this went from CPD, somebody called him. Goldsmith's area that he was assigned to is the Cassett, Bethune, Mount Pisgah area. He's in the northeastern. Covering this.
So he's out riding around in the county somewhere.
He gets a cell phone call, rides all the way from the county up in the northeastern part down to the detention center to beat the shit out of this woman. And this woman is maybe 5 feet tall.
Maybe 100 pounds.
Maybe. Right?
Now, she wet. Didn't. Wet.
She had some liquor in her, so maybe she would had some beer in her belly.
Tip
the scales at 100. And drops her ass with two punches. Now, Goldsmith again. 6'5", 280 pounds?
At least.
Right? Trained in martial arts on his resume. He trained in combatives and mixed martial arts in the Army. He had Article 15s for assault while he was in the Army. He was kicked out of the Army for failing the physical fitness standards. Something I do say as a caveat is that this man had an extremely tough tour in Iraq. He'd been to Afghanistan and Iraq. Extremely tough tour in Iraq, right? He should have never been a cop. He should have never been allowed. There's no way he would have passed this psych test.
That's one thing that we noted
way
2 years ago or whatever it was.
I was talking about before these.
Before the even.
Nobody even knew who Goldsmith was when I was talking about.
Yeah, we were alerted when they hired him back and then named him Deputy of the Year
in 2020.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
2020.
That's when.
And this is when this incident happened. That's when all the incidents happened. 2020.
Yeah.
Right? So now he's getting charged with third degree assault. Well, I don't know how the hell it's the third degree if he came all the way out of Cassett to go up. To me, it should be at least second degree.
Yeah. Well, this is SLED prosecuting, right?
The solicitor.
The fifth solicitor.
SLED the investigation. The solicitor's prosecuting.
Well,
so of course,
that
they're not going
to tells you
shit.
Everything you need to know.
They're not going to
And
shit.
Remember this, that the criminal justice system is named that for a reason. It's run by criminals on behalf of criminals. And if you've got enough money or connections to the machine.
Oh, just look at Murdoch down there in Carlton County. He's going to walk.
Yeah.
He's going to walk, I promise you.
And they're busy. They're busy covering up and closing doors and And Chief Keel is over his head in that.
He's a grade A bastard.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you real quick about the Murdoch trials, right? Go to Fitz News. They had a woman on speaking. She was a former prostitute, former call girl, stuck in a human trafficking ring, was raped 2 times by Alec Murdoch. She says that there were SLED agents that were on the payroll of this call, this escort company, who would call the madam and say, hey, don't go to this party tonight. We have undercover agents there. Or don't go over there. We're doing a sting operation. At these parties, not only was Alec Murdoch there, but all his friends in this judicial, this lawyer club.
In this circle.
This lawyer, who are legislators as well, along with judges, other SLED agents, and attorney generals from other states.
Well, you know, it sounds like, you know, a little bit, like the FBI and who's the guy that didn't hang himself?
Mr.
And Ghislaine
Maxwell just chilling, doing yoga, teaching yoga classes.
Oh, great day!
The list has never come out.
Yeah, the Brownstone incident.
Bill Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation,
H.W. Bush, the Clinton.
Weird. Bohemian Grove.
No, Matthew, no.
Are we going to jump all the way from Goldsmith to Bohemian Grove and let's pump the brakes?
You know, I don't know how far they go. I was talking to a representative the other day. I said, look, if you don't know that you're in the belly of the beast, walk around that Capitol building and recognize Satan's fingerprints.
Well,
they're everywhere on there.
That representative that you spoke to knows very well about, what do they call it, iconography.
Yeah.
Right? Idolatry.
Yeah, idolatry.
Okay.
So, and he said, I recognize that, Jeff. Yeah.
They even have sacred robes they wear when they stand up there.
Oh, they got all the
hold the scepter.
Yeah, the scepters and the checkerboard floors and all that.
So let's. So Goldsmith's is chart another felony charge, all right. And this, I am telling people on Facebook, like, look, this doesn't happen in a vacuum. Yeah, this man had some mental issues and he was aggressive but he was allowed to be aggressive. He was encouraged to be aggressive. He was actually praised for it and had a video made by the Sheriff Bone phone called Goldsmith's Greatest Hits. Now, the Bone supporters on the Goldsmith story, they were kind of, it was like 50-50, which usually it's 90-10. All their his supporters come out, oh my God, you know, this is not, how could you say this is the sheriff? Man, when you start adding it all up, start putting the pieces together, you cannot deny that Lee Bone's at the center of this. Look at from Chief Floyd, who was told you need to resign by the end of this month because of all these substantiated allegations, right? You got Rock Coleman, who killed Laura Jean Ellis. You got people under him. Billy Soul was involved in the killing of Laura Jean Ellis.
Yep.
You had that, who's that bastard that was pissing on the side of the road by his patrol car. Nothing happened. They just made a joke about it. You got the core team and all this kind of shit, you know, deputies beating their wives.
You got the purging of the whole department of any good
amputations,
people.
Right? Don't make me amputate.
Don't make me amputate because WIS has got a man crush on me.
So you have this big star, right, with all these people connected. Right in the middle is Lee Bone, everybody's little angel boy. He's Captain America, right?
Yep.
When are people going to start connecting the dots and say, oh, shit, Lee Bone trained this guy. Oh, Lee Bone was trained by this guy. Lee Bone was supposed to be the leader of these guys, but Lee Bone's perfect and untouchable? You got to be kidding me, man.
Well, there again, it goes back to that thin blue line worship that everybody's been indoctrinated with in your indoctrination camps from the time that you get there. Yeah. They open up Jane and Dick's story, and there's a popo there trying to get John to confess.
Yeah. So here's
and you're supposed to tell Popo everything because Popo loves you.
Well, you trust them. They're the sheepdogs. They're here to protect you.
Yeah.
You know what that means when they say we're the sheepdogs? That means you're the sheep. They're calling you a sheep.
Yeah.
And Lee Bone posted this stupid ass thing on Facebook about the China balloon, saying don't shoot it, save your ammo, don't shoot at the China balloon. It's 6,000 feet. You're not going to hit it. I went right on there. I said, this is Lee Bone basically telling you all to your face that you're an idiot, that you're going to go out on your back porch and you're going to start shooting up at
y'all
this damn
are dumbass rednecks.
You're stupid ass rednecks. Listen to what I say. Don't be shooting at this balloon.
And I need to say something because I'm the Facebook sheriff.
I'm being funny, but at the same time, he's calling you an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And people then you can go back and listen to that secret recording.
Absolutely.
And what he thinks about your Second Amendment. Your Second Amendment ends at your driveway.
Not only that, Jeff, he admitted to using Facebook as a tool of propaganda to sway people's opinions of the sheriff's office and of him. He uses Facebook to get out in front of stories so he can control how you react to it.
Control the narrative.
So he can say, look, we're on top of this, right? He wasn't on top of this. This incident happened back in 2020 with Goldsmith. You know the Gold, and this isn't the only one. I have a video of Goldsmith throwing a woman down onto the floor face first, knocking her front teeth out. Same thing.
Yeah,
woman
yeah.
about 4 foot
yeah.
11, maybe 95, 100 pounds. Threw her ass on the floor face first, knocked her teeth out, and then they were all making jokes about it after they put her teeth in a little plastic bag.
You know what would be interesting to be a fly on the wall whenever one of these incidents takes place and the locker room talk
of
the cops. They were there. Oh man! Oh Rock!
We got her!
Yeah,
look at
bam.
That! They get excited
because
we've seen that before.
Oh yeah, I've seen it over and over again.
All right,
you get close to these people and you start to understand. And there's a very, very few that know it's dirty, know it's rotten, and for whatever reason won't say anything.
All right, so that brings me to my next point about this. Everybody needs to go out right now and read this book called Ordinary Men. It's about a reserve police battalion, police, in Germany, that were called up, and basically they said, okay, this reserve police battalion, we're now going to attach you to the SS and send you to Poland. What were they doing in Poland? Ghettos, the Jewish ghettos, right? So that we need these police officers to patrol these Jewish ghettos to make sure we can keep them under control. They wanted to keep them under control so they could get a head count, so they could put them all on trains and send them to Dachau and Auschwitz and all these places and exterminate these people, right? So this reserve police battalion, which I can't remember, I think it was, 275 guys, let's say. And these are all bakers, lumberjacks, shoemakers, just regular dudes who were reserve police officers, right? They got called up, sent over into Poland. One of the first missions they lined them all up. Everybody got in formation. The battalion commander stood in front and said, gentlemen, we have to do something horrible today, but it's necessary to do for our nation. And these are orders, and we need to follow our orders, right? But if any one of you is not comfortable with this, you let me know, and I'll let you sit out. And then he told him, we're going to have to march this group of Jews right here out into the woods, and we're going to have to shoot them in the back of the head. This doctor right here is going to teach you the exact spot to shoot them in so that they die with one shot. How many men walked forward?
I have no idea.
One guy. One brave soul stood forward and said, I can't do that. After that one brave soul stood forward, four or five other guys came forward.
All right.
But for the most part, the rest of them just followed orders out of peer pressure and out of maybe they didn't want to be seen as a coward. They didn't want to be a coward. They didn't want to disobey orders, right? But you know what? Out of those guys who stepped out, once the shooting started, they had to line these Jews up on the trench and started shooting them. They had a bayonet on the end of their rifle. They put the bayonet on the base of their skull, pull the trigger. Once the shooting started, they said, I don't want to be the guy. I need to go do this as well. I need to take part in this because this is horrible. They seen the guy's faces coming back, how horrific it was what they just done. By the end of this one reserve police battalion, by the end of their time in Poland, they were responsible for over 325,000 deaths. That means they locked them into trains to Dachau prison, or they marched them out in the woods and shot and killed them, or they went through the ghettos and shot the infirm, the old and infirm, in their beds. They shot the babies in their cribs, and anybody who could walk, they would drag them out and put them on a train for the gas chambers. This is a reserve police battalion back during World War II who was called up and said, now you're in, under the orders of the SS, and nobody said shit.
Yeah.
None.
It's obedience to authority.
This is what happens when you give somebody a different uniform. When you change them from a police officer's uniform to a military uniform, when you take the American flag...
The police will follow orders, too.
When you take the American flag off that uniform and you replace it with this thin blue line gang color flag, then they become something different. And you'll see them, other guys, you know, that the SS soldiers used to wear Edelweiss if they climbed up to the Alps. They made it that high. They could, because Edelweiss only grows above a certain... This was a strong soldier, right? So now you'll see some deputies walking around with this eagle and a rifle on their body armor vest, right? Those are the SRT guys. Those are the highly trained, you know, special ops guys that are right.
Yeah,
they're all a fucking joke, by the way. Anybody who has any sort of credible military training can look at them and tell them they're fucking clowns with rifles. But this is what happens when you tell somebody, you're a sheepdog, you're special, you're chosen, you're a hero. Here's your special uniform. You get, look at this, man. You got black top, khaki bottoms, desert boots. You get a black vehicle with blacked out windows. Hell, we'll even put a vicious Belgian Malinois on the back of some of them, right?
Yeah.
And you're special. You can carry an M4 now because you've gone through our little bullshit training.
Yeah.
You're special, man. You're a hero. You're here to protect. You're the thin blue line standing between the citizens, the sheep, and evil, the wolves, right?
Yep.
But then they become the wolves. They become the wolves.
Yep.
Because you know what? There's not hardly any wolves out there.
Yeah.
There's not hardly any. Yep. So when you have a hammer in your hand, what do they say? Everything starts to look like a nail.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happens.
They're leading us down the road to totalitarianism. 100%. One little increment at a time.
If you want,
and the basis of it is this... this idea, this indoctrination to obey authority. And you get that from the time you're born.
100%. So, now, definitely you should listen to your parents as a child because they're trying to guide you so you don't kill yourself because you're sticking you know, forks in the outlets and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I went to a Catholic school. It was sit down, shut up, listen, do what you're told. That kind of stuff, you know. All right, next thing I want to talk about. That's enough for that. So, Jeff, the next thing I want to talk about, since we're done with the Goldsmith, you know, like I said, all the sycophants that were will support Bone and whatever he does, they got real quiet when this came out. Hold on, let me do my... they got real quiet when the Goldsmith story came out again. Like I said, it was about 50-50. So I said... wait till y'all get a load of this. And I put a picture of Goldsmith tasing this dude. He says, all right, man. You can tell he don't want to deal with the bullshit, right? All right, man, I heard you want to hurt yourself. What's going on? And the guy said, I don't know. Maybe I'll hurt you too. And he said, he pulls out his taser, points it at him, said, all right, put your hands up.
Yeah.
And the guy puts his hands up, and boom, tased him, dropped his ass to the ground, right?
Yeah.
And the guy's screaming in pain. So he rolls him over, puts the handcuffs on, tells the family, get back, it's okay, he's fine. You know, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
The ratio dropped way off. You had a couple people say, oh, he was a crackhead anyway.
Yeah.
All right, bitch, you're probably a crackhead too.
Yeah.
You probably take Xanax and drink half a gallon of whiskey.
Or some kind of prescription drug. Say, all these kids in schools are prescription drug.
I don't want to hear it. I've treated that kid before. I have treated him at the county jail. He had about a 2-inch laceration on the back of his head and about a golf ball sized knot. When we walked into that jail, the whole entire place smelled like blood and bleach, which is very distinct odor, right? So I walk in there, and you got the whole room, all these deputies, and there was a couple deputies, all the rest were jail personnel. And they're all looking, and I'm seeing this guy, he's handcuffed to the wall, sitting in front of a fan. I was like, hey, what's going on, man? He said, they fucking pepper sprayed me. I was like, they pepper sprayed you, dude? You're covered in blood. What's going on?
Yeah.
And, So they
there are things happening in the in that system that never get reported, never see the light of day because
it's the prison industrial complex.
Yeah, the victims don't know.
Well, they don't want to say shit.
Yeah,
because they live by a code too, right?
Yeah.
Just like the cops. When I asked, "What happened to this guy?" They did this. I said, "Did he have a medical, some sort of medical emergency that caused him to lose consciousness and fall and hit his head? Does he have a heart problem? What's going on?" I said, "Did somebody hit him over the head with a hard object and crack his head open like this?" Nothing.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. So of course we go in the ambulance and a jailer has to come with us. And I kept asking him, like, "Dude, what happened in the back of your head? I need to tell the doctor what your mechanism of injury is." That's what it's called. And he looked over at that dude, and this dude wasn't saying shit. And I said, "Okay, man, I get it. No problem. We're gonna clean you up and get you to the hospital, get you stitched up."
The whole system is rotten.
That was really the start of my activism against the cut, because I had seen it before. Like you said, they're joking around about so-and-so. "Oh, yeah, I know that dude. He's a shitbag. Guy wrecked his car. He's hanging halfway out the windshield with his brains coming out." And the cops laughing and joking about him, right? "Well, we ain't gonna have to worry about him no more, a piece of shit."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of pieces of shit, we had this pedo arrest in Camden. A year and a half long investigation, 22, I got the comical right here, which just got bought, by the way. Somebody had the balls to buy this thing.
Holy crap. They must be wanting to throw money.
Disposable income.
Yeah. We must need a tax write-off.
Let's see. 22 child sex crimes against a 63-year-old East Camden man. I'm not going to read his name because despite how despicable your crimes are, you are innocent until proven guilty. What I want to know is, why did it take a year and a half to build 22 child sex crimes? One reason why that I'll say is because of the bullshit judges in the Fifth Circuit who would probably let this man off on probation. So they're thinking, we really got to nail him and get a lot of stuff. Each of the certain charges, he could end up, if he's convicted of everything and they sentence him to jail time, he'll be in there for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
It's all the way from child porn, incest, voyeurism, all this nasty shit, right? Everybody was there. 20 sheriff's deputies, Camden Police Department, Secret Service, Department of Homeland Security. You had who else there? A bunch of people for a 63-year-old man, right? And I'm sure they all got plenty of pictures to put out on their websites.
Yeah, their little Facebook.
Cracking down on child sex trafficking. Meanwhile, you got DHS and ICE trafficking kids across the Mexican border and putting them in cages and then selling them off on the slave market.
Yeah, or the Jeffrey Epstein client list is still...
Right. Exactly. Yeah, the number one child trafficker in the United States is DHS and ICE. And if people don't know that, you need to open your eyes. All right. I just wanted to put that out there. This guy was caught. Watch your kids. Watch what they're doing online. Be careful. If you see some pedophile, report them. I don't know what else to say. This is disgusting, and it's
no telling what the government did.
Yeah.
And well, all these things. Because, you know, we hear stories about FBI setting people up this way and that way and all.
Yeah.
And them, I can see them feeding him porn.
Just so they could get more and more charges.
To get interaction with him.
And this was a tip line that was called into a national data tip line. So it's good to get pedos off the streets. We should keep them off the streets. Personally, I am against the death penalty. I don't think we should be sanctioning our government to kill people, but for pedophiles,
you make an exception.
Yeah, that's the and it should be swift.
Yeah, that kind of.
All right, then we had over the weekend, or it was earlier this week, right? A 15-year-old kid that was brought up in the foster system, which is a whole other show. We could spend a whole entire show on DSS and the foster care system in South Carolina, how disgusting it is.
Apparently this 15-year-old had been relocated to another foster parent about a week before this incident.
Well, they adopted this kid. They actually adopted him. The whole incident started when they took his cell phone away. Mm-hmm. So he slit his mom's throat. And then a few hours later, the adopted dad came home, which I'll just say is his dad, came home, and he got stabbed in the neck and a couple other places before he got away. This kid ran off, went to a friend's house, told the friend what he did, and then was hiding up under a trailer, under a house. Right? And he took a handful of pills, was going to keep trying to kill himself, and they finally got him out. Right? So this happened in Elgin. Elgin PD and the Kershaw County Sheriff's Office and SLED, they all had their drones up in the air searching. They had dogs out searching for him and all this. And it's just a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. I feel terrible for these people that were hurt and murdered and their families. All of the EMS workers that were probably on the scene, the firefighters, the police that had to see this, the coroners that had to see this and deal with it. It's
a horrible situation.
Yeah. You always see it on the news happening somewhere else, but guess what? We're somewhere else too. This shit happens here, man.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs. But one of the things that reports are saying is that when they got the kid into custody, suspect is what you call him now, mm-hmm. They took him for an interrogation and didn't give him any legal representation at all. And yeah, got a confession out of him at that point.
Which, if that's true, that confession won't stand. Anything.
Yeah, and they probably got enough evidence without the confession to get a conviction. Yeah,
and he probably would.
But the procedure should be that legal representation, especially a minor.
Yeah.
Especially a minor.
Adults can make that decision.
Put him in a box, and find a public defender or whatever,
yeah,
and get him legal representation before the interrogation.
Mm-hmm. The fact that that didn't happen, or allegedly did not happen,
that's one of the things that we need to find out, because in any situation like this, if you are not an adult and they don't give you legal representation, that's criminal.
None of it would be admissible in court. No judge would allow it to be spoken about in court, and whoever did that should be held accountable for this.
Yeah, and that had to come from the top. I mean,
I'm sure their emotions were running high. I'm sure they wanted to get in there and say, hey, well, what the hell happened? What went down?
Yeah.
And maybe their training slipped their mind. I would imagine it was SLED who would interrogate
them. I don't know.
But it was Elgin's jurisdiction, but I think once Sled shows up, they kind of take over.
The whole gang was there, from what I understand. So,
but it wouldn't surprise me that some shit like that happened.
Yeah.
But there's for sure this kid is going to be dealt with in the judicial system. And, really all they have to do is get him an attorney and then interrogate him again. And I'm sure he'll probably say the same thing over again,
Well, we don't know, if they did not give him legal representation, there should be hell to pay.
Somebody should be fired.
They should be held at least. And the truth should come out. Admit that you did wrong. Blah blah. In order to, if you have to recognize you got a problem in order to solve the problem,
right.
And in the future, so that doesn't happen. We need to see what the hell happened.
Well, this is another tick on the side of law enforcement is fundamentally broken.
Yeah.
The law enforcement system has failed. Something is wrong, and it's at the core.
It goes through the law enforcement system, through the court system, through the legislatures, through the whole thing.
The craziest thing about South Carolina is that these politicians are the ones that appoint these lawyer politicians. Mm-hmm. They're lawyers that practice law in these courtrooms. They're the ones who pick the judges that they're going to be practicing law in front of.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yes, it is insane
how this is set up.
Go back to, let's put our tin, aluminum foil. We do not use tin foil anymore. Right. Put your aluminum foil conspiracy theory hat on for just a minute. Yeah. And think about that there was a 13th Amendment that was struck from the Constitution. Mm. Right around the Civil War. That said, if you have an accreditation, a shingle from a foreign group, you cannot hold office. Mm. And that meant the bar.
The Bar Association.
The British.
Yep.
So until that time, you couldn't be one.
They couldn't be trusted.
Yeah, they still can't be trusted.
No, they still can't.
But we got Ben Connell, and now we got what's his first name? Schumacher or whatever his name is. It's taking over. He's a mini Ben Connell. Another Mitt Romney, except bigger.
Yeah,
round. He's a trip.
Not as tall.
Yeah.
All right. I want to finish this segment up with notice of public hearing. I like to read these because they put it right in the back and nobody pays attention to this bullshit back here. But this says, notice is hereby given that a public hearing will be held Thursday, February 9th, 2023, 6:30 p.m. by the Town Council of the Town of Bethune in the Community Recreation Center at 109 College Street, Bethune, South Carolina. The purpose of the hearing is to consider public comments from citizens of the Town of Bethune concerning the adoption of fines and penalties as conferred in SC Code 5-7-30. I don't know what that means. But individuals need auxiliary aid, blah, blah, blah. So this is them, that communist mayor out there in Bethune. She wants to shut down people using shipping containers. There's one store on Main Street in Bethune. I don't know if it's called Main Street, but it's the Main Street.
Right.
They have shipping containers out front where they store meat that they sell at a discount prices to the citizens that go up there to shop. Right? If they're not allowed to use shipping containers, that place will close down. These people have no place to go to get low cost.
It would be meats. A food desert.
Well, there you go. It would be a food
desert. You know, that's one of the things in
except for Dollar General. They got a Dollar General, Jeff.
And Kershaw Health and all that were talking about food deserts and how many food deserts there are in Kershaw County. And Bethune.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Bethune.
Yeah. Yeah. It probably got to be, you know, somebody on the inside needs to go up there and they need a grocery store up there or something.
Yeah. We need another Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a Burns grocery.
Well, here's the thing that this mayor, she wants Bethune to be pretty. She wants to be cute little boutique town. She wants, you know, pretty white picket fences, and she wants to talk about the history of Bethune and blah, blah. These people are just trying to survive up there.
Yeah. Tourism.
But these
You know, they could get them damn fancy little light poles that every fucking little town everywhere has got with the stupid little sidewalk, you know, and everywhere looks the same. Yeah. They got the same empty storefronts, you know, and everybody says, oh, ain't that pretty.
That's pretty. We should go spend.
Fucking idiots. I'm sorry about my French, but holy shit, y'all.
They're dirty, rotten, fucking communists.
Yeah. They might think they're do-gooders. I did a video just this week about do-gooders and their stupid do-goodness. They want to rob everybody to do goodness, like cornhole tournaments. What the hell?
Pickleball.
Yeah. And, we want to hold the World Series of T-ball tournaments and all this kind of horse shit. You know, get off the recreation bullshit.
People are trying to survive now. Right, people are just trying to survive, and it's gonna get worse. Like if you think, hey, you know, don't worry, guys, it's gonna get worse. enjoy it while you can.
I want to clarify something. Last week we talked about the county council meeting coming up this Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, it got canceled. It didn't get canceled. There's five Tuesdays in February, so they only meet two of those Tuesdays, and
that's
it's the first one or the last one or whatever.
Only 28 days in February, But there's five too.
Yeah.
That's leap year or whatever.
So Ben, we were wrong.
Tried to do some shit.
On Friday, they usually put the email out for the agenda on Friday.
It'll be out this Friday.
Friday came, and I texted Danny Templar, the administrator. I said, did something happen? I didn't get my agenda. Mm-hmm. And he sent back, Jeff, there's five Tuesdays. That'll be a week from there. Yeah. I said, damn, ain't that a dumbass? Oh.
That's your public school education, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to our national topic. We're going to talk about these Satan-worshipping Grammy awards.
The stupid news?
Yeah.
I think stupid news is what it might become a segment.
Yeah.
Of course, that might take a whole show because everything's stupid now.
It is.
If you look at mainstream media now,
it's a clown.
Pick
world,
all
man.
Those stories, and out of all those six stories that they repeat 24/7,
yeah.
There might be a one in there that actually has a little bit of
kernel
green.
In the turd.
Yeah.
All right, so that's gonna. Well, let's talk about this now, okay? All right, so this past week, apparently, there was something called a Grammys show, some music award show. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what that is.
All right, and from the clips I saw, you had people with some weird ass faces, all distorted from plastic surgery, wearing some crazy ass costume, look like Satan. Like it was what do they call it? Devil's Night up in Michigan.
It was.
Everybody
all
was wearing red and black, and holy shit, man! Just from the little bit I saw, I don't know who this dude was who was doing this performance.
Was it Sam Smith?
Yeah, some Sam Smith dude.
Is that a guy?
That's a she, he, them, they thing.
Is that what it is? It's a dude who is mentally ill, apparently, and is also a fucking Satan worshiper.
Yeah, they all are.
Oh, yeah, they all are.
Now, people, let me ask you something. Is it just me, or over the last 4 or 5 years, has it become in your face satanic worship?
Yeah. Y'all know this. They got this. What else do they do? This. Or they'll hide a hand. Right,
or they'll come out and dress like it, and
dress like a devil, and
hanging ding-alongs and all on stage.
Who's that dude that was getting it in the booty by Satan on his video, and it got pregnant by Satan? And
that's Little Nas X.
But
would you see it
in the music video?
You see it
in the Antichrist.
You cannot deny it. Then your government is corrupt as all get out. Society is breaking down. The kids are doped up. I'm getting reports that about half of high school students in Kershaw County are under medication.
They tried to medicate my kid.
They tried to do mine years ago.
The teachers were talking about it. Like, maybe you need to see a doctor about his, you know, he has a hard time, you know, controlling. He doesn't have a very much attention span. But I said, he's an 8-year-old boy. What the hell do you expect when you keep an 8-year-old boy cooped up in a room for 8 hours at a time?
This is an epidemic, and then it leads to more and more and more. Break down a society, break down the family, break down everything. That way that devil can get in here and destroy everything that's fucking good.
Yeah.
And you people are going, oh, well, beer and football and Williams-Brice Stadium and I love popos. What the hell?
What's up is down, what's down is up.
Yeah.
Right is wrong, is right.
We are in the decline at such a monumental speed. That we're not long from ovens.
No, it's escalating every day.
Every day. And this nut job and military industrial complex and their bullshit over yonder in Ukraine pushing the bear.
Yeah.
Over our turf war that we ain't got no business in, just to make a bunch of damn billions and billions and billions of dollars, and then you got Pfizer killing everybody and making billions and billions and billions of dollars, and everybody just standing around going, yeah, well,
buy stock in
Super Bowl's this weekend.
Yeah. Well, you notice the Hunter Biden laptop was coming out more and more and more, right?
Oh, China balloon!
Everybody
y'all.
Go look at the balloon floating over. and oh, man. What are we going to do, Jeff?
we're just going to keep talking about it and standing up speaking truth to power and hope that some other people come out there and say, you know, y'all talking to I believe y'all, and I'm going to stand beside you. And I don't want to be the only one on that line getting ready to shoot Jews and say, no, I'm not going to do that. I want four or five people to stand up and say, y'all start shooting Jews, guess what?
We're going to shoot back.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we need.
And this is what this is going to be my final point of the night, and I'm going to let you finish up, Jeff. But there's a way of living in life, and it's called being a warrior in a garden, right? Where you have some people in this society who, what does Liam Neeson say? I have a certain set of skills, right? I'm trying to live my life to be a warrior in a garden. I just want to grow my vegetables. I want to raise my animals. I want to love my wife. And I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not going to stand for what I see as injustices. And I'm not going to stand for this shit. And I'm going to speak out, and I'm going to continue to be an activist and do my thing. But if somebody comes and tries to fuck with me out here at the undisclosed location, if somebody wants to drive by and shoot their guns, or they want to throw trash and shit on my property, or they want to fuck around and do something else around here, just be reminded of the philosophy I live my life by. I do
no harm. Defend your own.
But don't tread on me.
Yep. Defend your own.
I will just say that I do stand ready to defend what's mine. And I'm not going to say I look forward to it, but it's nice to flex those, to, you know, stretch out every once in a while. So I'll just say that if you're one of those folks who thinks you can come find the undisclosed location, you want to make threats towards me, and you want to try to come out here onto my property, we're ready. So that's your final warning.
Well,
go ahead, Jeff. What's your final thoughts?
The final thoughts is, in this crazy world surrounding all of us, and the march toward authoritarianism is rapidly becoming to a point that may not be unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And the misery that we're going to see because of that is going to be something that none of us would even imagine or want to wish on our worst enemies. If we're going to get through this, and we're going to get through this together, we're going to all have to stand up and start paying attention and start speaking out. And if we don't do that, the boxcars are coming.
Yeah, and it might be worse than that, Jeff.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But
know your history, study.
And join us. Make some comments down below. Yeah. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
If you have a topic you want us to hit on the show, you can find us on Facebook or whatever. Put it in the comments, and we'll look at it, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to end on a somber note, but it was pretty dark, man. Dark news that we talked about today in the local level, state level, and national, worldwide. I don't know. Oh, well, we got chickens coming this week, don't we? Next week.
Yep, chickens are
coming.
I will say this, on the 19th of February, coming up, is Rage Against the War Machine rally in D.C. at the Lincoln Memorial at 1 o'clock. And then the next day, they're having a flood Congress about the war. And this, they've got Jimmy Dore from the left. They've got Daniel McAdams from Ron Paul Institute. They got Gerald Celente, Kim Iverson, Scott Horton from the Libertarian Institute. This is not right. This is not left.
Yeah.
This is all this coalition coming together and saying no to this craziness in Ukraine. Yeah. Pull back, and let's just take care of our own.
Abolish
We're
NATO.
Talking about the 800 to 1,000 bases we got all over the place.
Get rid of
spend
NATO.
An ungodly amount of treasure and blood.
Well, that's the military-industrial complex's number one customer is NATO.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about, Russia pushing back against NATO, put, you know,
this is
more.
This
and
is
don't forget what one of the Rothschilds said, that Russia is our enemy because they're not part of the New World Order.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Well,
folks.
I think they're all in it together myself, but and it's all a clown show. But boys and girls, this is where the rubber meets the road. Do you want genocide and authoritarian rule over your life? The next few years are going to tell the tale.
Well, I read a philosopher today, Jeff, and said, if everyone would sweep off their own front porch, the world would be a much cleaner place.
Yeah.
So you got to start with yourself, yeah. And you got to work your way up locally, and then at the state level, good luck. But if you start changing things locally, the dominoes will start falling. But it takes one brave person, you with your family, to step up and start making changes.
Yep. Don't worry about what other people think.
Mm.
Anyway, let's get out of here,
all
Matthew.
Right, let's go. I gotta
it's
go cook
good
dinner,
night.
Apparently.
Till next time, boys and girls. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?